1 month in, how I'm adjusting to dad life.
Welcome to the Paul Miners Podcast, the show that will help you to optimize your time, income, and lifestyle fast. Get more done with actionable, easy-to-follow advice and learn how to live life on your terms. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Paul Miners Podcast. Thank you for tuning into this episode. This is episode number 103. And if you want to see some cute photos related to today's episode, then check out paulminers.com/103, because today I'm talking about how I'm adjusting to dad life. Our little boy Jay is now about 4 weeks old, and I can safely say that the last month has been an emotional roller coaster, and there really is nothing that can prepare you for becoming a parent. And I'm sure any parents listening to this are sort of quietly smiling, nodding along. So today, yeah, I'd like to share my experience of what the last 4 weeks has been like and how I'm adjusting to my new role as a dad. And it's funny, in writing this, in preparing for this, seeing the word dad on the screen and associating that label with myself, with my identity, still feels really weird. I still kind of feel like, I don't know, I'm a kid. but yeah, back in August, you might remember on the podcast and the blog, I shared some of my the nervousness that I was feeling as we got closer to the birth of our baby. And in the post, my primary concern was around how the arrival of our baby, we didn't know we were having a boy, was going to impact my work. I was really kind of nervous because I'm very organized, I live by my calendar, and you're sort of trying to plan for this very unexpected event. And naturally, looking after Jay has impacted my work, but so many other areas of my our lives. And so the first big area has been our relationship, Haley and me. Adjusting to parenthood really has tested our relationship in a good way. At times, the lack of sleep has meant that we've become frustrated with one another. Not like this doesn't happen a lot, but often, you know, we get stressed and we tend to take it out on the people closest to us in general. And Haley and I, you know, we try to move past this as quick as we can by reminding one another that we are a team and that we're more effective when we support and work with one another. Fortunately, yeah, we don't get at each other a lot, but yeah, definitely when you're tired and you just want to go to sleep, you can get a little bit short with the other person. But we are slowly getting into a bit of a routine, and just trying to share the workload as best we can. So for example, like we set an alarm, or we have been setting an alarm for about 2 a.m. where we get up to feed Jay, and so Haley will go downstairs to prepare the formula. She is breastfeeding, but we are having to top up with a bit of formula, and meanwhile I will be like changing his nappy or something. And then we kind of swap. I hand him across, Haley does the feed, I finish the preparation, and then once Haley's done, I give Jay his bottle while Haley sterilizes everything ready for the next feed. So we have this really sort of military run sort of 45 minute routine we go through, and it's become very natural, so that when the alarm goes off every night, you can kind of just instantly go into autopilot and know what to do. And so while adjusting to parenthood has been tough on our relationship, we work together, and as a result I feel like we're coming out the other side a much stronger couple. This episode of the Paul Miners Podcast is sponsored by LinkedIn Marketing Solutions. Now, since starting my consulting business, one of the biggest challenges I've faced is attracting high-quality customers. Now, if you want to target your ideal customer, where they're engaging every single day, and where they're ready to make a decision, then LinkedIn can help you. LinkedIn's network of over 575 million members has the marketing tools to help you target your customers with precision, down to the job title, company name, and industry. This means you can target your message at the perfect customer while they're in a professional mindset. A challenge I've always faced is getting introduced to decision makers, and with LinkedIn, 4 out of 5 users are considered to be the decision maker at their company. To redeem a free $100 LinkedIn ad credit and to launch your first campaign, go to linkedin.com/PMP. That's linkedin.com/PMP for your free $100 ad credit. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, LinkedIn, for sponsoring this episode of the Paul Miners Podcast. Now, work, this was kind of my primary concern when kind of coming into this. It was like, how am I going to balance my work and trying to support Haley and Jay as much as I can, and being the breadwinner, you know, Haley's taking time off to look after our son. Now I feel this extra pressure to, as I'm the breadwinner, I'm the provider. And but so far, there has been little to no impact on my work, even though this was my primary concern. And I'm very lucky in that my clients have been incredibly supportive. They are fantastic people. And so when I needed to take time off, they were very supportive and understanding. And by putting good systems in place, by using reliable tools like Asana and Pipedrive, I was able to keep track of where I was with each client so I could easily pick things up again where I left off. Now, during this time, I've come to really appreciate my freedom as an independent worker so much more. I've always, you know, valued that freedom, but the gratification has grown a lot over the last few weeks. It's been very convenient being able to work from home if I need to, so I can support Hayley. Another key area that has, has been affected has been personal confidence. There was a moment during the first week where I got pretty emotional. Hayley and I were both very tired. We just got home, and we were now on our own. And Jay was crying, and no matter what we tried, we just couldn't settle him. You know, he'd been changed, he had been fed, like, we just couldn't figure out why he wouldn't settle. And at that moment, I felt completely incompetent and like I had no idea what I was doing. And I just had to remind myself, like, it's completely normal to feel this way. I now realize it's unrealistic to think I would feel confident and know exactly what to do. I mean, this is part of becoming a parent and kind of figuring it out. The good news is that each day that goes by, we're both feeling more and more confident again. And doing normal things has really helped as well, like going out for coffee or taking Jay for walks has really helped us to feel more confident again. Just doing normal things has been great. And then final kind of obvious area, I suppose, that's been really affected is our sleep. You know, before Jay was born, I was getting a consistent maybe 8 hours of sleep per night. And now we're obviously not getting as much. But the real hard part has been that the sleep is very broken. You know, we'll usually have to wake up multiple times a night to feed, you know, change nappies and settle him back to sleep. And, it, you know, I feel like waking up, I'm fine if I'm doing something like changing a nappy. But when you have to just sit there and feed or settle Jay back to sleep and rock him, that's when the eyelids get heavy and it's really hard to stay awake. And that's when it gets tough. But yeah, during the day, I'm fine. You know, I exercise, I'm eating well. I've talked about these things before. Exercise, sleep, and eating well, I think, are the real big pillars of just maximizing your energy. And even though the sleep is taking a little bit of hit, I'm still finding time to go to the gym and eating well. And I think that's really helping to keep me, keep the energy good during the day. And if you really want an idea of how the sleep has been affected, head on over to my blog, paulminers.com/103. There's a little chart of my sleep. I track my sleep using my Apple Watch and sync it to my phone. And you can see kind of the weeks leading up to the birth, where I'm getting like a consistent, nearly unbroken 8 hours of sleep a night. And then now all these little blips of sleep. It's quite funny to look at. And so in closing, the first month has been challenging but exciting. You know, each day I look at Jay and it's crazy to think that he's my son. It's still very early days and we're looking forward to watching him grow up and becoming the most supportive parents we can be. And so if you are a parent listening to this, if you have any words of wisdom, please head on over to the blog, paulminers.com/103, and leave me a comment. I'm sure you've got some great advice to share. And if you're not a parent and you're listening to this going, oh my God, what are you doing? I never want to have kids. It's totally worth it. I don't want to put you off. I hope I haven't. All right. Thank you very much for listening to this episode, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast.